AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 14 tank cars are burning following an oil train derailment in southern West Virginia. A house has also caught fire, and at least one of the cars has tumbled into the Kanawha River, some 30 miles from Charleston. AP's Jonathan Matthias reports that witnesses have been watching those cars burn.
Basically, what people saw down in that area were fireballs that flew up in the air, billowed up flames and black smoke amid a flurry of snow.
An emergency official says at least 30 families have been evacuated. The West Virginia governor's office says more than 100 cars filled with crude oil from North Dakota were heading to Yorktown, Virginia. Snow totals of a foot or more should be common as the storm cuts a broad path from the southern Midwest to Mid-South and the Tennessee Valley into the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic. Snow expected to fall through tomorrow morning in Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser.
The district will deploy more than 200 pieces of equipment to combat the storm.
State of emergencies have been declared by governors in a number of states in the path of that storm. A source close to the investigation says a 22-year-old gunman behind two deadly shootings in Copenhagen was released from jail just 2 weeks ago and might have become radicalized while he was in custody. Other sources identify the man as Omar Abdel Hamid El Hussein. The Islamic State group has released a video showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christian hostages in Libya. University of London religious study professor Cosimo Zena argues that religion cannot be blamed for such violence.
No one in their clear mind can prove that religion is allowing them to do what they are doing.
Egyptian jets have carried out airstrikes against Islamic State group targets in neighboring Libya in response to those killings. This is AP Radio News. Leslie Gore says her huge 1963 hit almost wasn't. In 1998, she said her producer, Quincy Jones, found out Phil Spector was recording that same tune.
We already had it recorded. Quincy took the master from the studio and he ran off 100 acetates and sent them out to all the radio stations the following day.
Gore died of cancer today. She was 68. She was a singer-songwriter of great note throughout the New York area. She had been born in New Jersey and died today in New York of cancer, lung cancer, in Manhattan. One homeless man says he hopes the free shave he got outside the Vatican, his first in 3 weeks, will help him find a job. Free shaves and showers are being offered to the less fortunate and with the help of barbers who are volunteering on their days off. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.